Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As we start this show, I want to thank
Erica Veray with Slim Chickens for bringing this next guest to my attention, their effort for foster children. The president of the Foster House Project is Miss Amy Heflin, and right now I have with us her husband, Tony Heflin. They're going to have a fundraiser coming up May the 8th, and we're looking forward to that, being there with them. But we want to get a background of the Foster House Project today and give you an idea of what they're doing and then how you can be part of this effort. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tony Heflin.
Thank you very much for allowing us the opportunity to come in and talk to you guys and present what we care about to your listeners.
Absolutely. And, you know, we care about things because a lot of times we have a personal experience, something that happens to us in our life, and that causes us to care about that issue. That happens with diseases that are rare. It happens with all different issues that people run into, that something affects them in their life, and then they decide, you know, because I went through that, I know that other people are going through this too, and we want to make a difference in this area. So for you and Amy, how does foster care fit into your life, these foster children, and the passion behind helping them?
Well, we've been foster parents going on our 15th year now. We've adopted two children from foster care. For me personally, I came from a very large family. My dad has 12 siblings, and it was just normal to be surrounded by a lot of people and a lot of kids and a lot of chaos here and there. And we just naturally gravitated to where we were, where we are now,
And with the being a foster parent, there are a lot of foster parents out there, you know, taking care of kids. They don't necessarily start an effort like the Foster House Project. That's taking another step to another level to help other families, correct?
Yeah, I like to think that everybody does what they can. It's a need that came into our radar, and nobody was doing it, so we said, why not us?
So what is it exactly that you all are doing through this project?
The long-term goal of the Foster House Project is to establish a home in Madison County. We're starting in Madison County, but our real long-term vision is Alabama. And the idea is that when a child comes into care currently, they go to the DHR office. And we don't want to sound like we're denigrating the people at DHR. We understand how hard their job is and how hard they work. But at the end of the day, they have a job that they have to do, and they have children on premises that need care. And in Madison County right now, it's pretty intense. There are a lot of children in care, coming into care, and we often have kids that sleep on the floor on air mattresses in the DHR office. So the goal of the foster house is to be a home-like environment filled with volunteers so that when a child on what might be the worst day of their life is taken from their home, whatever the situation is, they come to a place that at least looks a little like home, has a lot of people in it whose sole purpose in being there is just to love, care for, and comfort them in whatever way they need. If it's a meal, a blanket, a bath, swinging on a swing, whatever that child needs, to the best we can serve, that's what we're going to do. And additionally, the caseworkers, they need support. So our idea is that because the child will have to be constantly in their caseworker's care, we provide a small office so that the caseworkers can supervise the children as they're required to and still be able to do their jobs.
A couple of days ago, I had Bill Donovan on my program, and Bill is overseeing the Sleep in Heavenly Peace effort in Limestone County. There's also a chapter in Huntsville, and when you talk about kids having to sleep on maybe a cot on the floor, that's where they step in. So for an effort like yours, if you messaged them and said, hey, we've got 15 children that need beds, they would go in and make beds for those children to have a bed. I love how there are different efforts out there that can fill the gap. There's another effort called the North Alabama Foster Closet that you're familiar with, I'm sure.
We are very familiar with the folks over at the Foster Closet, both from them being a resource to us as foster parents, as well as them partnering with us in this effort in ways where we can find synergy.
Again, filling that gap.
Absolutely.
And people listening right now, although they may think, well, I don't have a role to play, if they take time to think about it, and if we open up the conversation enough, then they can look and say, well, I can do ABC. I can fit in here and I can do something. I can make an impact. Yesterday, I posted on my Facebook page that you can be a helper by helping the helpers. And that's a great way to help, is to help those who are helping. And there's different ways you can do that. But we're not, we can actually help people and make a difference by helping them if we don't have the resources sometimes or the physical ability to go in and physically do it ourselves. We can say, okay, I'm gonna send you some money, or I'm gonna send you this to help with this effort. And that can be a big part of assisting and helping these efforts like yours move forward.
That is absolutely correct. And if I can use a personal example, we just got a placement. And last night as we were walking through the church building, a lady walked up and said, hey, is there anything you need? Is there something I can do to help you? And, you know, those kind of things just warm my heart. That's what we're meant to do. If we don't feel like we can be on the front line per se, there are so many support roles open for people who want to help.
And finding those opportunities, let's talk about when your plan and your blueprint comes together for what you're wanting to do in Madison County and then eventually across the state, where do you see people being able to jump in and be part of your effort to help move it forward?
Well, I mean, it really is going to be kind of a melting pot of everybody and everything. Our big hurdle at this point, of course, is getting a property, right? I mean, that's step one. Once that's done, though, there's going to be roles for people who have trades. It's going to have to be rehabbed and made fit for the purpose for these children to come and be in. Once we have the place ready, it's going to be need to be staffed by people who love children, who want to help children. And in our conversations with Madison County DHR, these people are going to be required to have a background check, but they won't have to have any sort of special certification because they're just going to be there in a helper capacity. But I really see it as a frontline role in caring for children, because they're going to be there. They're going to be talking, singing, playing, rocking babies, whatever it is that child needs to help reduce the trauma. I see it really as just a way for people who want to love kids to be able to come and love kids. And the more variety, the more people, everything, everybody will bring something to this that will absolutely be a benefit.
And that means having people from all walks of life, all backgrounds, to come and assist and be a part of this effort. And I can see what you're saying, because, you know, you have a wide array of people, and for them to find children that they can connect with, that they can help and assist, there may be one person that can connect with a child in a way that someone else can't. And it's a great opportunity for that person to use their experience, their skills, their knowledge, wisdom, to be able to connect with a young person and help change their life.
Absolutely. We really do look at this for when we get to the point where we have people with children, we see this as nothing but an opportunity. I have a personal hope in all of this that the folks who come in there, who see these children, who interact with these children, will realize that foster care isn't the high hurdle or far journey that they have thought it would be, and that this will give, will act as a gateway for folks who never thought or thought they couldn't foster an opportunity to see that maybe it's not as bad as they thought it was, and maybe dispel some misconceptions.
There's an opportunity coming up, as we said, May the 8th at Slim Chickens in Athens, Alabama on Highway 72, to be able to ask questions, to be able to talk to you and Amy and find out where they can help. And I think that one-on-one conversation that can be had to support through the fundraiser at Slim Chickens, I think it's a great opportunity.
Is it Town Madison?
Oh, in Town Madison? No, okay. The event will take place in Town Madison, Slim Chickens, and that's on May the 8th. It'd be a great opportunity for them to connect with you and Amy to talk about this effort and how they can help.
Absolutely. We have already had one event with Slim Chickens, and they have been wonderful to work with. And I want to give a ton of credit to Erica, because she showed up and she brought energy and enthusiasm and just killed it, made the whole thing a success. We hope to be able to be at multiple locations and move to different parts of the area in different Slim Chickens while working with her. We're just kind of taking it slow.
Sure. Let's talk about how people can connect today. If they want to reach out now and find out more about the Foster House Project, where can they go? What can they do?
We have a Facebook presence. It's Foster House Project. Should come up pretty quickly in the search. We have a website. It's fosterhouseproject.org. The guy that updates the website's a little slack. I'm not going to point any fingers at anybody like myself or anything. So it may not be current to the minute, but it has all the information there.
Okay.
For people who would like to donate to the project of getting a house, getting us over that initial hurdle, that information is on Facebook, is on the website, and we can be contacted from there directly as well. We generally have publicly available board meetings. We try to have one once a month. This month has passed, but we will be publishing the information about the next one soon. We will have a benefit fundraiser the first weekend of November. I think it's the 3rd, but I'm not really sure. And it will have a much more formal, it'll have a meal, it'll have entertainment, speakers who will come and speak on the topics related to foster care and what we're doing and stuff like that. We had our first last year, and we felt like it was very successful.
Great. Sounds good. Tony Heflin, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about the Foster House Project. I hope that May the 8th is an outstanding effort for this fundraiser, the fundraiser for your effort, and I hope that moving forward you'll have more people who have listened to your effort and want to be a part of it as well.
Thank you. Can I?
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have James Edwards joining us with Project Charlie for thermal imaging cameras. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957.
cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
And we're back. I have with me right now James Edwards with Project Charlie for thermal imaging cameras. This is an effort to help fire departments and also law enforcement agencies, police departments. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Chief James Edwards.
Thank you, Mark, for letting me join the show.
Absolutely. Tell our listeners your background, your chief, and where are you at?
I'm the chief of the Alder Springs Volunteer Fire Department in Marshall County, Alabama. It's about 6 miles from the Gunnersville State Park.
And how long have you had that role there, James?
I've been chief for 23 years now.
Wow. Tell me what your passion is behind being a volunteer firefighter and being a part of a team like that there in Marshall County.
I just enjoy protecting my community and being there for my community and helping everyone out and doing my part.
Was there ever anything in your life early on that you saw as a young person that made you say, I would like to be a firefighter?
No, it was actually later on in life, after my wife and I got married and we built our house, that I saw the need for the volunteer fire department, and she actually laughed at me and said, you don't know nothing about a volunteer fire department. And then a couple of years later, a gentleman come around with a flyer that was saying that they was wanting to start a volunteer fire department. And so when he came around, I told her, I said, I'm going to get involved. And as of right now, her and myself are the last standing family member, active members of the fire department that's still in the fire department and real active in it.
And she's not laughing anymore?
No, she's not laughing anymore. She's my backbone now.
That's great. I love that. A team, a tag team. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's my most supporting member of it. You know, she supports me very well.
That's great. I love that. Spouses supporting spouses. And let's talk about Project Charlie. Who was it named after?
Charlie is a little 7-year-old girl. She was a twin. And she was in the house fire. And she had went to her safe place in the house. And that's when she ended up becoming to smoke inhalation in the house. Little precious 7-year-old girl. And she was hiding in the bathroom of the house when the fireman had found her. She was hid in between the commode and the wall in the bathroom.
of the house. And no one, you know, couldn't find her. And that's basically, if we'd had a thermal imager and deployed it immediately, we could have found her quicker, but not having one. And so that's how the project ended up coming about. And God putting the project on my heart to do, and that's how it come about.
James, how long after this tragedy did the idea come to you to say, this is a mission that I want to be on, this is something I want to do to prevent what happened to Charlie happening to others?
God put it on my heart about 6 months after the accident. I was actually on my tractor, on my farm, putting out hay for my cows when God brought it to me and said he would like for me to carry on Charlie's name for the family. And I really didn't think about the cameras until a couple months later, and was scrolling through Facebook and seen these cameras and thought, there's my project to help get volunteer fire departments, police departments, and rescue squads cameras to where they can find the victims, whether it's in a house fire, whether it's in woods, wherever it's at, you know, these cameras can help find the victims, or whether they're trapped in a house fire or if they're lost in the woods or anywhere, you know.
How did you go about approaching Charlie's family to present this idea to say this is in her honor, this is to honor her legacy?
Well, I had sent the grandmother a message and told her I had a few questions for her, that God had put something on my heart and that I would like to run it by her and see if she'd be willing to let me use Charlie's name to carry on her name for the family and the project. And it took about a month before she responded to me. And the emotions through the message that she sent me, I knew it was a blessing from her family to be able to do this project.
After talking to the grandmother and getting their blessing for this effort, what were the first steps that you took to actually have one of these thermal imaging cameras in your hand to be able to pass it along to another department or to use for your own department?
So after I got the blessing for it, I called my public information officer at my fire department, which his name is Buck Brown. And I told him, I said, hey, I've got this, and I want to get it out to the news media and all, and since he is my public information officer, and he said, well, you know, I'll do it, but this is you, you know. And so him and I both done the interviews for the news media, and so that was in June of 2023, and by August, the word had got out, and we were able to place 50 cameras within Marshall County, the different agencies, all the fire departments and police departments in Marshall County, in less than 2 months.
That is incredible, James. Man.
And now, almost 2 years later, this weekend, the three cameras that I placed this weekend was 83 cameras that I put out now in the other counties across the state, a total of 83 cameras.
So in your effort, you're trying to put cameras where they aren't across the state of Alabama right now. That's your goal, is the state of Alabama?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm trying to put the cameras in fire departments that does not have one across the state. And then when I get the state covered, I'm willing to reach out to other states and get other fire departments covered in other states. You know, but I want to get Alabama covered first.
James, tell me maybe a couple of different examples of you've gone to a department with the camera. What has been the response from the first responders who will be using this tool to know that because of Charlie, because of this honoring her and her legacy, they now have this ability, this tool to be able to see what they could not before?
Oh, they have been really blessed, just outpouring of support and thankful that I am willing to do this, take my time and do this to get them something that they can't, is not in their budget to be able to afford one and to get one.
What do these cameras cost?
These cameras cost around $600.
And how can listeners who are hearing this story right now, hearing about Charlie, listening to what was put on your heart for these thermal imaging cameras, what can they do to help move the Project Charlie for Thermal Imaging along?
Well, we have a Facebook page. It's Project Charlie for Thermal Imaging Cameras. They can go on and like, tag, and share the page. And we're looking for sponsors for cameras. And they can contact me via email, which the email is projectcharlie41@gmail.com, or they can contact me on my cell, which is 256-302-4161, and I will get them the information if they would like to sponsor one. Or I'm also selling T-shirts and hats. I've got it. But if I sell 60 hats, then that's a camera. Or if I sell 60 T-shirts, then that's a camera.
James, I want to thank you for your service to the community for the past 23 years, being the chief of the volunteer fire department, also having your wife, as you said, your backbone to help you with this effort. And I hope that this interview today, just like others that you've done, will move this effort forward in honor of Charlie. We want to send out our condolences to this family, but have them know that we are proud to be able to say Charlie's name and associate it with this great project, Project Charlie for Thermal Imaging Cameras. And I appreciate you stepping up and making a difference in this way, James.
Well, thank you, Mark, for letting me be a part of your show and helping get this project across the state.
Absolutely. Anything I can do, you let me know. You know how to contact me, and I know how to contact you. So we'll stay connected and see what else we can do to move this forward, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, James. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact across the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.